We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. 'Cause Krista knows
blank. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Krista Knows Blank podcast show thingy. Whatever. I've got a really fun show today because my guest is hilarious, has a very interesting area of expertise, and I'm going to talk to her. And then we're going to do five quick questions, play a rad lib, and everybody goes home a little bit smarter. But before we get to that, hi, thanks for listening. Take a second to like and subscribe to this podcast. It makes the podcast feel special and loved, and its love language is likes. And hello, I'm Kristen Key. I'm a comedian and a musician and the host of this wacky podcast that doesn't know if it's a talk show or a game show or whatever. You can find me online at kristenkey.com and follow me and like all my social media and subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on TikTok and get a cameo from me now that that's covered. My guest today is a hilarious, groundbreaking lesbian comedian. That's right. She was out before it was cool. She's also a self-proclaimed cleaning expert, and she is so fun to talk to. Hey, computer lady, play that interview with Suzanne Westenhofer.
Playing interview with Suzanne Westenhofer.
Thank you for coming on today, and thank you for talking to me about cleaning.
People are going to be like, what is wrong with that comedian? What kind of comedian? She can't be very funny if she cleans.
Well, I always ask, I have a comedian guest on each week, and I ask them, what are three things that you're an expert on? Because I've noticed that people seem to light up more about things that they're interested in. And so I'm so surprised by all the comedians' answers to this, you know, because I just assume, I mean, mine is like crochet and cat, so I get that mine's out there. But like last week, he was an Addams Family nut, and you're an expert on cleaning.
A million years ago, when I first started, I can't remember how I got into the conversation, but I met Joan Rivers a bunch of times. And at that time, they had just arrested or put to death one of the big time serial killers. I think John Wayne Gacy, they think they had just put him to death. I can't remember. I just remember, so we happened to be talking about it. And she was like, I'm sort of like obsessed with serial killers. And I was like, oh my God, me too. And then I was going to open mics. So this is like 91. And asking other comics just for the fuck of it. Oh my God, how many comics were obsessed with serial killers?
Yeah. I was a road trip, yeah.
Explain it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, like me and my friend Alicia Wood on our long comedy gig once, she read the entire book, The Green River Killer, to me aloud as we were taking this long road trip. And we were both like, ooh, yeah, keep going. I have to at some point cover this. Where does your love of cleaning fit into this? Like, what qualifies you as an expert on cleaning?
I'm not sure I can say that I'm an expert. I mean, you might think so, and I wouldn't care if you said it, but
well, I definitely had you on the show today as my cleaning expert per an email exchange we had.
The saddest part is now that we're well into this time period, we now know it's OCD.
I was going to ask you that. Yeah, how much of this is like just I'm a neat person, I like things cleanly, and then how much is it like a potential disorder? Let's call it a quirk.
No, I'm fortunate enough that I have a level of control of it. I'm fortunate enough that I've been in therapy probably 3 times, meaning, and when I say therapy, people, I've never understood this. They'll go, oh yeah, I've been in therapy. And then you find out they went twice.
Right.
Yeah, no. Meaning I went to a therapist for more than a year on a weekly basis and worked on a specific thing.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah. Yeah, right? I've done that.
Right. So I'm fortunate enough to have the language for some of that. And so it doesn't control me. My OCD, both my sisters have OCD a little bit, and my mom probably does. I'm just able to, so like I will literally, even during this pandemic, we've been stuck in the house, right? So I've been cleaning like a motherfucker, but I will literally go out. My partner, we made the part of the garage into a office for her a few years ago. So she's out there, and I'll go, okay, my OCD is completely up. You got to come in and talk me out of it or whatever, because I'll start cleaning and I'll realize I'm basically lying on the floor going like this on the floor to get every, you know what I mean? Like it'll come up and I'll real, but I'm fortunate enough to have the knowledge that I know it's happening. Do you know what I mean? And I'll stop it.
Right. Right. So, okay. So like my wife has a little bit of OCD quite a bit. Our pantry, I love it because as her partner, my kitchen is gorgeous. Like
I've never had a partner.
Every cabinet. Every cabinet, like all of our pastas in jars. All of our beans are in jars. They're all the same size. They're all in rows. Like I put things in my closet. I'm a pretty neat person.
You're a regular person.
Yeah, I'm tidy. And then like she'll be on a phone call, I'll be downstairs, I'll come up and be like, "Did you just reorganize my whole closet?" She's like, I can't help it. And I love it. Do you do that? Is that like your level of?
Janine calls it auditing.
Did
you just audit my makeup or makeup, whatever?
My bathroom drawer.
She'll do that. And I'll go, "Well, yes, I did." But we've lived together 8 years, so she's used to it. She loves it. She's a neat person like yourself, so she completely appreciates it.
This works, yeah.
When you open my refrigerator, you know, there's a line of milk products. There's
a line of LaCroix right next to a line of my teas. The eggs are stacked and she numbers them by when we bought the eggs. What? Because it's quarantine. We'll buy like 5 cartons of eggs at a time. So she labels them based on when they were bought.
So I like to think I'm better than I was. Because I worked on it in therapy. I mean, I had a therapist who actually would make me, as a job for my own self, I had to go to bed with shoes in the living room, like my pair of shoes in the living room. And I would be like laying in bed like, "Oh my God.
Oh my God, this is like an episode of Friends where Monica is a compulsive cleaner and one of the friends like wads up trash and puts it in the living room and she gets up in the middle of the night, throws it away, gets up early in the morning to put it back.
Yes. Well, that's because there are people... And I, like I said, I've been able to control it, so it's never controlled me, but it's absolutely there. My sister Joan has the completely freaky things in her OCD that she can't control that are hysterical, and it's not cleaning, P.S.
Okay.
But one of hers is, if you hit her on the one side, like if you go, "Okay, then," you have to hit her on the other side.
Wow, just to balance it out.
If you don't, she'll go and she'll do it herself until the feeling makes, but I don't have any of those. Mine is, I would say my OCD is 100% cleaning. I'm trying to think if there's anywhere else it shows up.
Are there things that you know about cleaning that like a normal person would like, could you get a stain out of a carpet better than I could?
Maybe.
Oh, I like your intenseness there. This happens to my wife sometimes. It's like a challenger. If there's a stain,
I thought about things.
I may not go to the links that you'll go to.
Because and that's the other, I think OCD, the reason that I might be able to get that is because I'll be focused on it. So I'll try this, that doesn't work. Then I'll try, your average neat person will try one, maybe two things.
And then go, "I can live with that. I tried my best. I can live with that." My wife, it always comes down to, "But can you live with it?" And she's like, like picking out a light fixture. I'm like, "That'll work." And she's like, it's not right. And I'm like, "Can you live with it?" She was like, "No." And so it's like, this really isn't up to me anymore. It goes to the person that has the most neuroses about it.
And Jay and I talk about them. She has a handful of OCDs that are her own that are pretty specific. And luckily ours line up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we've been very fortunate that way as far as living together. So she'll be like, it doesn't matter to her what the inside of a certain drawer looks like or things like that. But she will get freaked out if the stuff on the wall has this happen. You know, like they're different, and so we've been able to use them all to create a basically clean house.
Oh my God! So do you make your own cleaning products, or do you rely on science?
I never did any of that.
Okay.
What happened is the pandemic shut us down, and boredom, and just being like, we had found foaming hand soap, you know, where you press it and it comes out as foam right away, which is fantastic for California because you use less water, right? And they were out of it. And because they were out of everything for a long time, all last summer and everything, all the stores were shitty, you know what I mean? If you could even get in. And so I was like, How can what makes foaming? And my girl walks by and she says, you know, it's not even different soap. She says, if you look on that, and she just knew this by knowing it, like she didn't look this up. The container that it's in, the foaming happens when the air is added to it in the pump. So that's all that's different. And I'm like, well then why can't I make my own? And then I go online and find out other people had the same thought. And you use like 1/100th of the amount of soap to make air foamy soap. So it's even a zillion times cheaper.
Wow.
All you have to do is buy the little container or buy a thing that gives you foaming hand soap. And when it's empty, you can make your own with, basically water and liquid hand soap. And it's just
that's a home cleaning life hack. That's a life hack. How many more of these? What else you got? What are the life hacks you got?
The latest life hack that happened that I'm now hacking is it's called shower rinse. And you spray it on your shower every time you take a shower, and it helps you so that when you then go to clean your, you don't get water spots anymore. You don't get any kind of mold or anything. Nothing clings to it. This spray, you just spray it. And you could even go without cleaning your shower I'm not making this up, for months.
I'm in. I hate the shower. It's not my job.
And it will be clean when you go in there.
Okay.
Because you're spraying it with this stuff. You just spritz all over the shower and walk away. So life hack.
Wow.
I thought, that's genius. So I've been using that for a couple of years. It's been out a couple of years. Then we ran out and I went to get it and I couldn't get it. And then when I went online to get it delivered, Amazon, I knew it was $3.99 and Amazon was charging like $8.99. And I went, fuck them so hard. Because I use coupons for fuck's sake, right? So I'm like, I got to. What goes in? What makes it work? So I researched what goes in shower rinse.
Yeah.
And I saw that it was like it's Finish and Dawn and hydrogen peroxide and regular rubbing alcohol.
Write all this down.
Right. And I went in and I went, and now I've been making that for a year. And then linen spray was the same thing. I think we ran out of it. And I went, and by that time I had already made the foaming hand soap and the shower rinse. So now I'm all like, I got this.
Oh my God.
All you got to do is go online and find somebody else who's making it or someone who explains how it's made. And you go, well, I can do that. And so then my girlfriend and I both like the smell of vanilla or lavender.
Yeah.
Duh. And she loves
both. I like vanilla as well. It makes me.
I know, me too.
Yeah, it's good.
So we have, you buy those sprays that you spray on your linen and your pillows and stuff like that, but they're fairly expensive too. And so once I all of a sudden I was like, I bet I can make that too. Now I'm drunk with power. You know what I mean? Now there's nothing I think to myself, I can find out how to make that.
I got baking soda. I got peroxide. I got it all. I could do this.
That's literally who I've become. Now, the last thing I just bought was inexpensive, but they're beautiful, glass containers with the hand soap pump that puts the air in it, that are gorgeous, that will last for years and years and years and years and years, right? And look beautiful. Like, they look expensive and sweet, and they were nothing. And, and then I'm making my 18 cents worth of stuff.
It's probably not about the money. It's not about the money. It's about the victory. I can see it in your eyes. Yeah.
It's the money. I grew up. I think some people grow up poor. It has very, and it doesn't affect them in the same way. It affects them for different things. But for me, it's like, I want to get the deal. I wait a week till it's on sale. And then I use both coupons. You know what I mean? That's
right.
Who I am. Right. And I pay attention. Like, No, don't buy anything at Rite Aid right now because they just had a big sale. So it'll be terrible for like a month, and you learn all the little tricks and lost leaders. And when the pandemic started, the first thing that happened when we got shut down, do you remember? There was all the nightmare about toilet paper.
Yeah.
And my sister, because one of my sisters is gay, so we're really close, obviously. And she calls me and she goes, so toilet paper is short. They're short of toilet paper everywhere. And I go, yeah. She goes, how many rolls do you have, Suzanne? A lot, probably.
That's not a number.
Count them. Get back to me. I had 158 rolls of toilet paper.
Holy shit! That's awesome!
I still haven't bought toilet paper.
Oh my god, had you been slowly hoarding it? Or did you have like a big purchase?
I don't hoard because I don't like things around, but I have one of the little bedrooms. My house is only 1,500 square feet. But one of the little bedrooms has become an office. And I had, years and years ago, I had California closets come in. But they left like, you know, this much space between the bottom of the last cabinet and the ceiling.
Yeah.
So I pop up the paper towels and the, you know, it's, and you never even notice it, right? I just keep them up in there and, paper towels and toilet paper. Cause I had like, you know, 118 rolls of towels too. And, so I didn't have to fight anybody for it. And then I do stuff like, I just did it today when I grocery shopped, when every grocery store has like a some sort of metal frame thing in the back toward the backboard, toward the bathrooms or something, where they put stuff that's bent or torn or nobody's buying this or they're not going to make it anymore. Right. They put it out there. And when I see something there and there's 12 of them and it's an incredible price and it's something I use, I buy all 12. I am just now, my girlfriend and I have lived together 8 years. It was 8 years in June. We are just now getting ready to buy our first, little pods that you use for dishwashing liquid.
Like Finish or.
Dawn. I think it's Dawn.
Yeah. Cascade. Yeah.
Because right when she moved in, it was just that happened to be, some kid put $3.99 on these ginormous tubs of like 42 pods.
He bought 8 years worth of Cascade.
And I bought, and there were like, I don't know, there were 15 of them, 12 of them. And I went, you're never gonna get this price again. This is better than a coupon. This is theft. I even took one up to the manager and said, you see what your kid's doing up there? I think that might be wrong. And he goes, oh, well. And he was like, eh, well, so I went, and I bought them all, and we are right now on the last box of. I will have to buy for the first time in 8 years.
Okay, I thought I respected you as an activist and as an out lesbian comedian, which are two things I very, very much. But all that, throw it away. That buying 8 years worth of Cascade at $3.99 a piece. You're a hero.
But because the toilet paper, the reason I had so much of toilet paper and. Paper towels too is I don't want to pay the regular price for them because they're so expensive, but stores will do what they call a lost leader. And a lost leader, it's a marketing term. What that is they will say, 12 rolls of Cottonelle toilet paper for $2.99 when it's normally $11.99 or $8.99 to get you into the store because you will buy a million other things. So they will literally lose money on something. But I'll take the time to walk up and get one and walk up and get, if you're allowed to have two or if you're allowed to. So I've always done that. And that's why I had such a mammoth stash of stuff is because when Rite Aid, because we live right here, Sunset Boulevard is right up here.
Yeah.
There's a Rite Aid, there's a Bristol Farm. We got Whole Foods down here. We got Wrap, you know. So if they do these lost leader things, I'll just go back and forth. And if you can only buy two at a time, I'll buy two at a time until I have 10. Oh, my grandmother used to do it. I just remembered that. It might be genetic.
I'm glad you. It's fun to watch you realize it right now.
I remember. I don't. This is gonna make me sound so old. It's true. I remember she and I walking back and forth to the corner store to buy Oxidol two at a time. Because they were doing that. And so she would just go back and forth and I was helping her carry because she could carry one and I would carry the other. I remember doing that until she had like a year's worth of Oxidol at the price that was the lost leader price.
Isn't that funny how we turn into like, my grandma used to, she'd go around a grocery store or like a shopping store and she'd put a bunch of stuff in her basket and then she'd go put it all back. And she always used to say, I like to let it ride in my basket. I do that with things. I don't buy a lot, but I love to shop. And so I'm like, oh, I like that. I like that. And then I'll just go around and be like, I don't need that. I don't need that. And it's like, I just let it ride in my basket. And then I'll go out with like one thing.
But that's something that you were given.
Grandma does it. Yeah, yeah.
It's time for
5 quick questions.
I got to ask you 5 quick questions.
No math.
No math. No math. In fact, because I lured you on the show with promises that we were going to talk about cleaning, and then we got on all kinds of tangents, and it was so much fun. But since you are my cleaning expert, I have a cleaning trivia for you. Match the slogan with the product on 5 cleaning products. Question 1. What is the quicker picker upper?
It's Bounty.
You are correct. Question 2. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be...
Oh, wait, I just had that one. Now I lost it. Wait. It's got to be clean. It's got to be... Ah, my God, it's gone. Now it's gone. Wait. It's got to be clean. Shit. That's so weird because it's a clean... Because I probably make my own now.
I've got a hint.
Oh my God.
But you can use it whenever you want.
I was ready to say it when you started. It's got to be clean. And then
it's got to be clean. It's got to be... This company was in hot water after America's youth began eating this product as an online challenge.
Wait, if it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide?
That's it.
Is that
you
right?
Got it. Yes.
That sounded wrong all of a sudden.
It's right, though. You nailed it. You are 2 for 2 in the cleaning quiz.
It's got to be clean. It's got to be... Oh, no. You know why it is? We're saying it with the wrong inflection. If it's got to be clean... They do that thing with their
voice. You want me to, I need to be a better voiceover actress for this.
Yeah, you're going to have to get, I just realized it because I'm like, it's not, it doesn't
if
sound right.
It's got to be clean. It's got to be.
Tied.
If it's got to be. Okay. Question 3.
Yes.
What gets grease out of your way? What gets grease out of your way?
I would have thought that was Dawn.
You would have thought correct. Okay. That is correct. 3 for 3. This is where it gets challenging. Okay, the last two, I would not have known.
They're probably not cleaning products.
These are both of... I did that to a guest once. I was like, all right, answer these rom-coms. And I named one. He's like, is that even a rom-com? I was like, It's a Wonderful Life? No.
Oh, no,
is it a
no,
movie?
No.
Like, it's romantic and I like it. So deal with it. All right, question 4. This is the slogan. What gets tough stains out?
Oh, wait. They just did it again where I said it with you. Wait.
What gets tough stains out?
See, now, and I went to Tide again, and that can't be right. You wouldn't do that, would you?
No, no, it's not Tide again.
That's weird. No.
And I can give you a hint. Billy Mays. Billy Mays was the guy that did the infomercials for this product.
Oh, yes. And didn't he die somewhere?
I believe he did in a weird way. That's not the question, though.
No, I'm just sorry.
How did Billy Mays die? And was it this product?
I can't remember.
It is OxyClean. OxyClean.
Oh, man, that's sad. I'm going to say I don't have any in the house. That could be some of it.
It's okay. It's okay. So far, you're 3 out of 4.
Tough stains out. I can hear him doing it now, right?
I mean, I wouldn't have gotten that one because I was looking up product slogans for this quiz and I looked at that one and I was like, oh, I didn't know. And I hear it every day because I play it every day, but I would have missed that one. And
you
I like slogans.
If you ever commit a crime and they go on your Google search,
the amount of
just going to explode. Awesome.
I ask the weirdest things on my Google search because of this show and some other stuff. I clear all the browser history and the dirty stuff, but on the weird questions.
You can find that anyway. If they get your computer, they can go in there and they have those people.
Oh,
those
in that case, yeah. I'm going to have a weird interrogation.
They're going to be like, of course she murdered him. She was looking up. You know what I mean?
I was. Okay. Question 5. Match the... What's the product for this slogan? We make everyday life better every day.
I've never even heard that.
It is the most common cleaning product used by people.
I've literally never heard that slogan. Is that possible?
We make everyday life better every day. You use this to clean your toilet, your bathtub, your sink.
Fantastic.
No, it's Clorox.
Do it again.
We make everyday life better every day.
I don't honestly.
Clorox bleach.
that doesn't even sound familiar.
It's their slogan. And it's like, I was surprised by that. So I'm giving you, you are a cleaning expert. These last two questions, I think were, I wouldn't have been able to answer them. You are a cleaning expert. Don't ever let anybody take that away from me. You have talked to me. You've played my five quick questions. Now, pretty please, I will ask you nicely to play a Rad Lib with me.
And now it's time for Rad Libs.
Suzanne, have you ever played a Mad Lib?
Yes.
Okay, great. This is a lot like a Mad Lib, but I don't want to get sued by Mad Libs. So basically, I wrote this specifically for you. And I've written a story. I've left out some parts of speech. If you give me those parts of speech together, we're going to make a hilarious story. Are you ready to play Rad Libs?
I am.
Okay, I need a family member.
Joni.
Joni.
Oh, you didn't mean my family name.
Is it your sister, Joni?
Yeah, sister.
Sister Joni.
Sorry, I got really specific.
There are no wrong answers in a Mad Lib. I need an adjective.
Spectacular.
Yes. I need a plural body part.
Toes.
Yes. A number.
17.
Plural noun.
Like any noun, right?
Anything. Yeah, it could be anything.
Popsicle sticks.
Yes. This is going to be fun, I can tell. You have an interesting brain. This is fun. An exclamation.
Eek!
A question. Any question in the whole wide world.
Are you my mother?
What a great book.
I know, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I like that one. Plural noun.
Shoes.
A disease.
Lupus.
That's a more popular disease than I thought.
We're talking about it because they, you know, the coronavirus. It was one of the things. Remember when they were, when Trump was telling everybody to take that one Hydra, whatever, and people who had lupus were upset because they were like, we need it to live, you f***. Stop putting it out because they didn't have it. Yeah, that, I think that's why probably you're hearing it.
I like it. An adjective?
Smelly.
I knew you were going to say smelly. And it's a great place to say it. Great place. An appliance?
Refrigerator.
Yes. An increment of time?
15 minutes.
An adjective?
Sticky.
A food?
Muffins.
An article of clothing?
Oh, I'm glad it's working for you.
It right? is. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm in on the joke if you're not.
An article of clothing? Hoodie?
A unit of measurement?
Like, any unit of measurement?
Any unit of any measurement.
6 yards.
That was correct. That was correct answer. A liquid.
A liquid. Vodka.
Yes.
Excellent. Go with your favorites.
There you go. A smell.
Coffee brewing.
Yes. That's exactly what I was going for. A verb ending in ing.
Skipping.
A plural noun.
Flowers.
Aww. An occupation?
Therapist.
Yes. A guilty pleasure?
Let's just
go. I was going to say, where did your mind just go? Oh my
God. Let's go with, now I'm gone. Masturbating.
Masturbating.
It was the first thing that came to my mind. I'm just going to be honest.
And it is a guilty pleasure. An adjective.
Sexy.
We have a story.
You didn't have any adverbs at all.
No adverbs in this story. Today, the story specifically written for you is called Cleaning Secrets Revealed. My sister Joni always told me that cleanliness is next to spectacularness. But when it comes to cleaning, most of us don't want to get our toes dirty. Well, follow these 17 steps and before you know it, your house will sparkle like popsicle sticks. So when guests come over, they'll say, eek, are you my mother?
Oh my God, are you my mother? That worked. That almost works.
I think it works really well. Can't wait to have guests come over. Eek, are you my mother? Tip number one. Did you know that sponge you're using is probably covered in shoes? Yes. And instead of cleaning, that sponge could be spreading lupus all over your kitchen. That's not good. But there is a solution. Pop that smelly old sponge in the refrigerator for about 15 minutes and voila, it's as good as sticky. Tip number two. We've all had that stubborn muffin stain on our favorite hoodie. Don't worry, just add 6 yards of vodka to your load of laundry and enjoy. They'll come out looking like new and smelling like coffee brewing. Tip number 3, unclogging drains. Most clogged drains can be fixed by skipping. But sometimes your drains can become clogged with flowers. If that's the case, you might want to call a therapist. Trust me. Well, I hope my sister Joni's cleaning tips will brighten your day. Like she always said, a clean house is like masturbating. Sexy.
It's sort of interesting how some of them actually fit.
They fit so well. Those are great cleaning tips. I don't want to be spreading lupus all over my kitchen with a dirty sponge.
Don't put your sponge in the refrigerator. It's going to work, though.
It's obviously, it's your sister Joni's cleaning tip.
Knows everything.
She knows everything. Tell our viewers and our listeners where they can find you and what you have coming up.
Well, I'm a stand-up comedian, so as you probably know, I have nothing coming up. And
oh, well, look out for that.
No idea when we ever will have anything coming up, but when we open, I will be at shows. And if you see Suzanne Westenhofer, you should come and see me. In the meantime, if you're the kind of person who's political and annoying and likes all that kind of stuff, join me on Twitter, because I'm on it.
Guys.
Suzanne Westenhofer. I'm the only Suzanne Westenhofer. If you get Suzanne Westenhofer, it's not like there's going to be another one. You go, is this one her? You've got it.
The one, the only Suzanne Westenhofer. Guys, follow, friend, like, and support her on Twitter, and you're welcome, because Suzanne Westenhofer is fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me, for making me laugh, for educating me, and for teaching me some of your sister Joni's cleaning tips.
I'm cyber hugging you.
Oh, I want to hug you right back. This was great. Oh.
Love you very much.
I love you.
You're the shit.
Interview complete. Taking Suzanne out with the trash.
Damn it, computer lady, not again! Anyway, thanks Suzanne for coming on the show, and thank you for listening or watching or however you're taking this in. It means a lot. Take a second to like and subscribe to this podcast if you like it. If you don't, take a second to like and subscribe to this podcast. I'm Kristen Key. Find me online at kristenkey.com. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Get a cameo from me. Watch me do weird stuff on TikTok. And every week, I'll be bringing back a fun guest with a strange area of expertise. Until next time, bye.
We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. 'Cause Kristen.